Once upon a time, there was a king. And this king, he loved being in charge. He loved giving orders and seeing everybody scurrying around, fulfilling them. But one time, the king was up on the battlements of his palace. He was admiring the view, watching the distant horizon, when all of a sudden, he felt something cold and wet on the back of his neck. And turning round, he saw that, without him having noticed, a large black cloud had come over the top of the palace and was now raining down upon him. And at first the king was rather bemused, and then shocked, and then angry. "Chamberlain," he said, summoning his chamberlain from the depths of the palace. And when that old man had hobbled up the stairs and was huffing and wheezing next to him, the king said, "Chamberlain, what can be done about this?"
What? Said the chamberlain. "Your Majesty, I don't understand," wiping the rain from his face.
"This," said the king, "can't you see?
It's raining, Your Majesty," said the chamberlain.
"Yes, but I didn't ask for it to rain."
The chamberlain stared at the king a while. "Your Majesty, you can command people, but no one can command the clouds."
"But why not?" said the king. "Then I seem able to get anything else I want. Can't you make the clouds go away? Can't somebody in the kingdom invent something to make the clouds do what I want?"
"Your Majesty," said the chamberlain.
"No buts," said the king. "Go off and let it be known that anybody that can make a machine that can drive away the clouds shall be rewarded with half my kingdom."
"But, Your Majesty, it's simply not possible."
"Away!" said the king.
And so it was that the chamberlain, he went away,
and he carefully formulated a message written on parchment and pinned up around the kingdom, pinned to trees, pinned to town hall doors, and read out in town squares, that any person that could invent a machine that could make the clouds go away, this person would inherit half the kingdom. Half the kingdom! Half the kingdom. Well, as you can imagine, every scientist, every inventor, every crackpot genius was at it in their workshops. Was at it in their workshops and their garages and wherever it was that they could scratch together the tools and the time and the materials to make extraordinary contraptions. Because half the kingdom, it was enough of a reward to bring out even people that had never really made anything like that before, bring them out and into the light, and have them working and working to do the king's bidding. Well, because of this, within a few weeks, there was gathered around the palace the most enormous throng of people, pulling on carts their huge contraptions and devices that were supposedly going to make the clouds go away whenever the king wanted. And after a while, the king declared that everybody should line up and show him what they'd made. And that's when the tomfoolery began. Because the truth is, there's no contraption, there's no device that can make the clouds go away. Although that didn't stop them. And that day the king, he sat and he watched in dismay.
as one machine after the other came and was shown to the king as being the elaborate answer to everything that he had asked for, only to see it to be completely ineffectual. There were big machines with the hugest sails you ever saw that would spin around like a windmill in reverse, blowing and blowing to no avail whatsoever. There were strange catapults that would send up big packets of salt into the sky to burst in the midst of dark clouds, but these didn't seem to create anything whatsoever, except a little shower of salt sometime later. There were contraptions that made you wonder who on earth and what on earth they were thinking when they were put together. And after a day of this, why, the king was quite exhausted, and told them all to go away. And that evening he said to the chamberlain, "I would have been better off asking all the madmen of the kingdom to come up with a... Well, that's actually rather a good idea." "What?" said the chamberlain. "Yes," said the king. "Send out the same note, but this time tell all the madmen to come to the palace, because I'm sure they could do better than this lot." "Well, some of these were a bit mad," said the chamberlain, "if you don't mind me saying." "I don't mind at all," said the king. "But I think what we need is the truly mad amongst us." "Your Majesty, it'll be worse than today." "Nothing could be worse than today," said the king. "Send it out at once." And so, a second note went out around the kingdom that all the madmen, all the crazies, all the lunatics, all the nutters should come to the kingdom. The king very much wanted to know their ideas for dispelling the clouds, and anyone amongst them that proved successful would inherit half the kingdom as their reward. Well, the lunatics and the nutters and the madmen didn't take quite so long banging and hammering in their garages. Oh no, they made straight for the palace because they already had wonderful ideas to tell the king. As soon as they'd heard his request, why, they already had a head full of ideas, a sack full of ideas, a cart full of ideas, and off they'd gone off to the palace. Why, never such a day was seen as that which then ensued. All the servants came out of the palace and stood around and watched as one complete lunatic after another declared that the way to dispel the clouds was... Well, it would be hard to explain it and do it justice. One madman after another had everybody clapping their hands all at once, for example. The clouds simply hovered in the air as if observing this strange madness that the people had descended into. The next one said they all had to make funny monkey noises and then the clouds would be gone in an instant, because clouds were very scared of monkeys, don't you know? So all the servants were clapping and making monkey noises and it made absolutely no difference whatsoever. The clouds just hovered with a consternated look on their brow, as if watching the people descend into madness. And the poor old king watched with pretty much the same expression on his face. Watched and wondered what on earth he was going to do, staring up at the clouds and feeling ever more angry for their insolence, their refusal to do what he told them to do. By the end of the day, he was a picture of depression and misery. And it was then when all the mad people had been sent home packing, it was then that a young woman, she crept up to the king's throne and she whispered in his ear, "Your Majesty, I have an elegant solution for you." "What?" said the king, startled. "What did you say?" "I think I have the answer, Your Majesty."
"Oh, are you just another mad woman?" said the king. "I think I've seen enough to last me for the rest of my life."
"Well, I'm not mad," she said, "although some people do say my ideas are a little strange.
Well then, said the king, what?
Your Majesty, I have the perfect way to feel at peace with the clouds as they are. I don't exactly know how to make them go away, but I do have the perfect way that whenever the clouds come, you can be perfectly happy that they are there.
Well, what's that then? Said the king.
Your Majesty, follow me. And she led him up to the battlements of his palace. She led him up there where the wind was bright and blowy, and the clouds were just building in the distance. She said, Your Majesty, if you want to feel at peace whenever it rains, I'll tell you the secret right now. Whenever it rains, Your Majesty, just pretend that you put that cloud there in the first place.
What? Said the king.
Yes, she said. Whenever it rains, just pretend, just imagine that it was you that asked the cloud to be there in the first place. Without you, it would never have appeared.
Yes, but that's not true, said the king.
Just imagine it, she said. Just pretend. Look, here comes one now. And the king looked over his shoulder, and he saw there a cloud fast approaching.
Dark, heavy,
looking quite likely to rain on him.
Go on, she said. Tell it. But it's not...
Try, she said. Just pretend. And so the king turned around. And he faced the cloud, and he threw out his arms, and he said,
You there! I feel like a quick cold shower. I command you to give it to me.
And at first nothing happened. At first the cloud simply, slowly, advanced towards him. But after a while, he began to feel little flecks of rain on his face.
Yes, he said, yes, more. I command you, I want a full shower now.
And that's when the rain really came. And it started raining so hard that the king with his outstretched arms and his bare head was very soon soaking.
More, said the king, more!
And still it rained, and still it rained. And the king was so happy. He pretended that he had put it there and continued in his feeling that everything in his kingdom did just what he said.
More, he said, more!
And soon he was soaking to the skin. And the young woman, who had so impressed him, why, he turned to her and he said, Would you be my wife? She looked him up and down and saw he looked kind of cute when soaking. And she said, all right then, I will. And they were married, and they had a grand wedding. And you know what happened? Halfway through, it started to rain. And the king commanded that everybody should go outside and get really, really wet. Because, and this was the key point, he'd intended it to be so. And so they did. And I was there. I was one of the guests, you see. That's how I know this story. And I went out, and indeed there was something special about that rain. As if it had come at just the right time. You see, we'd had enough of eating by then. We'd had enough dancing, and we were all a bit hot. And it was lovely to just stand there. Stand there and watch the heavens open. And feel the lovely cool rain upon your face. Lovely to stand there and thank the king for his wonderful strength and good fortune. And we raised our glasses to the two of them, the king and his not so crazy queen.